So in any case, thanks for joining me. I'm going to speak for about the next hour about what you might experience when you go through an IRS audit if you're a public charity. And I am hoping that when you leave, you'll have a better understanding of a few things. First of all, what are the kinds of IRS audits of public charities? What could trigger an IRS audit of a particular public charity? What kinds of issues might the IRS look at in that audit? What does the process actually involve? What to expect in terms of your interaction with the IRS and what to do if you don't agree with the IRS's conclusions at the end of the audit? And then also, I'm going to offer some practical tips at the end of the presentation for both preparing for an audit and also navigating the audit. And I did save about 5 minutes for questions if I planned this out right, so hopefully we'll see if I did that. Just one administrative note, I changed my slides a little bit from what's in your materials, so if you're following along in the materials, there may be a couple little tweaks where things are a little bit different. So I thought I would start out by sharing some recent statistics on IRS audits of all exempt organizations. So this is not only 501c3 public charities, but all 501c organizations. Obviously, most audits are of 501c3s and then probably followed by 501c4s. But during the last fiscal year of the IRS, which ended on September 30, during the first 9 months of that fiscal year, the IRS completed about 5,000 audits of exempt organizations. And you'll notice about two-thirds of those audits were focused on just two issues. The first were exemption issues, and the second were employment tax issues. So that shows you what they're looking at when they're looking to audit an exempt organization. What I also found fascinating is during those first 9 months of those 5,000 or so audits that were closed, only 43 organizations had their exemption revoked. That's less than 1%. That being said, as I often counsel, you don't ever want to play the audit roulette game, but that shows you that, you know, a lot of organizations are compliant. They might have to make changes as a result of an audit, but hopefully their exemption won't be revoked.